His spirit would be crushed, and he would shut down in defeat. When she heard it put this way, a completely new view surfaced. She saw herself more clearly than ever before, and she vowed to change. This lady is a vivid example of many wives who come to our conferences. They have mixed emotions. They love their husbands, yes, but respect them? No. That is why we constantly encourage wives to ask themselves one question. Is what I'm about to say or do going to come across as respectful or disrespectful?
This prevents a wife from misrepresenting her heart by coming across too negatively.
This whole idea of the male need for respect is new information to many women. In seminar sessions, women sit in disbelief when I tell them that Scripture commands wives to give their husbands unconditional respect. I understand their confusion. They are so wired to love, and the culture has so radically enforced this whole idea of love, 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 that they don't really know the men they are married to. In fact, they often respond, "This is totally foreign to me." And that's exactly the problem. When a wife does not speak respect language, after a while her husband isn't interested in communicating. Who wants to keep talking to someone who doesn't speak your language? So the husband goes quiet and walks away. Even though wives are told that husbands feel my wife doesn't respect me, their response is, "What's that got to do with anything?" The answer, quite obviously, is everything. It is high time for women to start discovering how their husbands really feel. One wife was shocked when she asked her husband, "Do you want me to tell you that I love you or that I respect you?" Without hesitation, he replied, "Respect." She couldn't believe her ears. She had never realized that though he needed her love, what he lacked was assurance of her respect. Learning this is